God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our message for today is entitled, The Worth of Weeds. And you might be thinking, do weeds really have any worth? Well, for today's text, and coming from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, I want to say yes. Even though most of us would rather see the weeds pulled, we may use chemicals to get rid of them. And coming from our parable, however, Jesus uses the illustration of a mustard seed producing a plant. You might be thinking, well, where does the weeds come in, Pastor? There are no weeds in our text. Well, fair enough, there aren't. And until I did a little bit of more reading for today's message, I didn't realize that currently in the land of Israel, where, you know, the Holy Land is, so to speak, mustard plants are considered a weed. So do they have any profit? Anything to bear? Anything for people? And the answer is no. But yet, as our parable for today notes, they do provide shelter for the birds. So just hang on to that thought for a moment. What the world would see to be unprofitable, God says, beyond your understanding, there's a good use for it. I want to use that sort of as a mindset to explain the rest of the text. Our text for today, of course, describes a planting, describes seeds being sown, but yet notice that the sower does not understand or cannot explain how the seed then germinates. I mean, sure enough, we know as far as science is concerned, you put a seed into the ground, you add water to it, and up it comes. But to be fair here, does the farmer really cause the seed to germinate? Does the farmer really cause that germination to continue to grow and to bear fruit? Especially if you're dealing not with indoor plants, but outdoor plants, isn't it not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? God and the aspect of creation who causes this little seed to germinate, to grow, and then the farmer does come in time for the harvest. Now, I will admit, to be fair, I spent some time in rural America, and yes, farmers do a little bit more than just sow the seed. You know, they do have to prepare the soil. Sometimes they do a little bit of fertilization, and sometimes they also do some weeding. But for all practical purposes, as far as that seed germination plant is concerned, the farmer really does nothing. It is God who does the work. Now let's try to bridge these concepts together, especially for us today. Maybe I need to start with an illustration. It happened to me while I was in rural America. It happened to be one of my first visits to a nursing home. I was told to go visit one of the members of the congregation I was assigned to. And for the lack of names, we'll just call him John. So I knocked on John's door, and John was awake. And I sort of invited myself in and introduced myself as the new vicar. That's what they called the intern. I was expecting to have a nice, pleasant conversation with a gentleman who was very much older, who couldn't quite take care of himself. You know, talking about old times and the past, talking about God's grace. That was my intent. However, John had some other words to explain to me. There were words I dare not repeat in church. They were words I was familiar with being in Chicago. Basically, I was called every single swear word in the book. And I was very quickly thinking to myself, what's going on here? Well, obviously, John was suffering with very much aspects of dementia. He wasn't in the right mind at that time and place. So I said a quick little prayer for him, but I remember my parting words. John, don't worry, I'll still come back next month. And next month I did come to visit John again. And John was in a different frame of mind in which we could converse and talk. And again, I sort of had that discussion in the back of my mind, talking about God, the past and God's grace, in which he then participated a little bit more in. And what's the point of this little illustration is, that even when the body may be falling apart, even when the decay of the mind is present, even when the world would say, what type of use would John have? He's stuck in a nursing home with major forms of dementia. We just want to tuck him away from today's society and ignore him. God says, wait a minute. There is still value. There is still worth. In talking with John, I learned a little bit more about his life. And yes, he also acknowledged the presence of God on that second visit, not the first visit, however. I make note of that for the reasons that too often in our own lives, we want to discount people. We want to discount things if they don't measure up to our expectations. And like that last hymn we sang, you know, the sower plants some seed in the ground, not all of them will germinate. This is in a direct relation to the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit has gifts to offer, gifts to give, He's the one that gives us that gift of faith. However, not everyone does believe. We live in a world where people can reject that gift. But it's the Holy Spirit that causes that faith, that develops that faith. And even with John, with his body falling apart and aspects of dementia, faith was still there. The world may not be able to see it all the time, but faith is still there. What the world sees and what God sees are two different things. God sees each and every one of us and says, you have value, you have worth. We might think of ourselves and thinking, I'm not that valuable. What have I really done for God? Have I ever converted the multitude or the thousands? And you go back to our text and saying, that's not your job. Your job is not to cause the seed to germinate and to grow. Your job is at most to prepare the soil. Your job is at most to help things go along. But it is the Holy Spirit who creates that faith. It is the Holy Spirit who comes and testifies to Christ with his love and forgiveness through the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All of this is God's doing. We have a little bit of it maybe to sow that seed. But then the Holy Spirit takes over. The Holy Spirit causes that faith to be nurtured. The Holy Spirit causes that faith to blossom. We need to remember this whole relationship. It's the Holy Spirit who gives us this gift, nurtures this gift, through God's word and sacraments, develops this gift till the harvest comes. And we also need to remember very clearly that regardless what we may think of ourselves, every word we speak in love, every time we forgive, is a beautiful testimony. You know, fair enough, the masses may not be crawling into Trinity Lutheran Church, but every time we touch someone's lives with that beautiful word of love and grace, God can work through that word. Don't discount your life and the relationships you have with other people. God uses these relationships. Our text for today also has another little nuance to help us hear a Trinity. Many of you may know that because of many different reasons, Trinity had to suspend the activities of our school for this summer. Which I will admit, for 25 years, we've had that wonderful opportunity across the street to proclaim God's word to a whole bunch of little ones. And we dare not discount that. We may say, well, what good? How many families were brought into the church? We better not be counting that way, because we cannot see how much the seed has germinated within other people. We just know that it was our job to plant it. It was our job to teach it. And for 25 years, we did that job faithfully because we had very wonderful teachers We had pastors proclaiming God's word. We may not always see the quote-unquote profit from it, but the kingdom of God still is continuing on, still flourishing. But now we may ask ourselves, what's next? Now that this is suspended, what will the future bring? Again, we need to go back to our text. We don't sit there and discount ourselves and saying we're now devalued as a congregation because, yes, part of us is lost. Fair enough, there will be that grief. But as a community of believers here in West Chicago, we still have God's task to do, and that is to be that tool and that instrument, to plant that seed, to speak those words of love and forgiveness. And don't forget that God works in very mysterious ways. He is the one who gives faith. He is the one that causes that faith to grow. So don't sit there and say, Pastor, there's nothing I can do. There is plenty you can do in sharing God's love and forgiveness to those around us. As far as a corporate body of believers here at Trinity, well, let's just say, when the Lord allows a certain door to be shut, sometimes other windows start opening up. So we ask the Holy Spirit to continue to be with us, to help us to open our eyes, to see the many windows and opportunities to plant that seed. The Lord is not done with us yet. Don't think of ourselves as being washed up. We're in the process of making a little bit of a transformation, because the harvest is still yet to come. Just like that first visit upon John, I would have thought, this is a waste of my time. Why bother coming back? I came back because I know that even though the body may fall apart, even though dementia may set in, God's faith, that gift of faith, is there, needing to be nurtured, needing to be developed. Even in old age, the answer is yet. Yes, never underestimate the power of God and His Word. And so we cling on to that last concept, and we go back to our text. Notice that the sower here was not necessarily so concerned with how much of a profit. His job was to do what? To plant the seed. It's the Holy Spirit's job to grow that faith. So it is also for us today to plant the seed. Show that love. Show that forgiveness by what you say and do, so that the seed through the Holy Spirit may be planted in others, so that they will be fostered and grown in God's word and be a blessing, producing a harvest beyond our wildest imagination. So this day, we sort of ask ourselves, are we worth more than weeds? Even if we consider ourselves weeds, as the mustard seed sometimes would be considered, the mustard plant considered a weed, yet God has a purpose for that plant. To provide shelter for the birds, God has a purpose for you and has a purpose for us here at Trinity. We are worth a lot more than just the weeds, so to speak. God uses people like you and me and this whole community of believers we have at Trinity to continue that proclamation of God's word. So again, we say thank you to the Lord for the opportunity we have in the past to proclaim God's word, the opportunity we have now to proclaim God's word, and the opportunity we will have tomorrow to continue to proclaim God's word and plant that seed. Yes, weeds can do an awful lot. So we ask the Lord's continued blessings upon us as we continue to seek His work and do His will. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.